Nolte, Glad opposes informing parents about grooming content in kids' shows. By John Nolte on May 28, 2026. The fascists at Glad are raging against the idea that parents be informed about gay content in a children's television show. Breitbart News reported last month that the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, announced an inquiry this week into a TV rating system that is required to warn parents about adult content in children's shows, but has not addressed all the LGBT propaganda pushed at kids these days. This, of course, is long overdue. It is outrageous that sicko corporations like the Disney Grooming Syndicate sneak gay, queer, and transsexual propaganda in television shows aimed at small children. Going behind the back of parents to expose complex adult sexuality to little kids, to shatter their innocence when that innocence is vital to producing a psychologically healthy adult, is nothing less than child abuse, and it has already gone on far too long. Naturally, the far-left Glad wants this outrage to continue, but Glad also gives away the game. On April 22, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, announced a new inquiry seeking public comment by May 22 and reply comments by June 22 about whether television ratings should be modified to specifically warn parents about the presence of LGBTQ+ stories. The public notice frames this issue as empowering parents to protect their children, yet those who study media history know it is not about protecting children, rather a revival of the same tactics used to purge LGBTQ+ characters from the screen for decades. This FCC inquiry is a brazen attempt to remove LGBTQ+ people from television, rooted in the false assertion that being LGBTQ+ needs a warning label, stigmatizing our stories and decreasing the chances they will be made at all. Emphasis mine. Yeah, that's right, Glad, if you don't sneak this propaganda in, people will reject it. Thank you for accidentally admitting that. Currently, television warns us in advance about content that shows actors smoking cigarettes, strobing, adult sexuality, but not that we're about to see two hairy guys swap spit. I have no issue with gay romance in television, movies, or wherever. The arts should be for everyone. The arts should create content relatable to everyone. No, I'm not gonna watch it. In fact, I'm going to avoid it. But I don't resent it. This is America. What I do resent is getting sucker punched with it. Gay content should be its own thing. What I resent even more is having it snuck into children's programming. That is nothing less than grooming, and if we're going to allow for the corporate queering of kids, at the very least, parents should be warned in advance. Remember all that bullshit about how, we just want to get married. We just want to be left alone to live our lives. How does that affect you? Well, here we now sit in the furies of opening that Pandora's box. Drag queen story hours. Gay content in Disney movies. Trans content all over Netflix children's shows. Boys competing against girls in sports. Boys in the girls' locker room. Gay porn in elementary schools. Men in women's bathrooms. Men in women's prisons. Men in women's shelters. Mutilating little kids to pretend we can change sex. Sterilizing little kids to pretend we can change sex. A U.S. Senate candidate preaching that God is non-binary. Some of us told you this would happen, that the slippery slope was real, and here we sit. If Netflix offered a vertical that said no gay stuff, I might resubscribe.